Black Lives Matter protests this summer were seen as a turning point for racial justice in New Hampshire and elsewhere. But how does this momentum translate to electoral politics and policymaking? NHPR's Sarah Gibson spoke to Black Lives Matter leaders in the state who say their work will look largely the same, regardless of who wins in next week's election.
Back in June, young Black people organized some of the biggest gatherings for racial justice in New Hampshire's history. The events featured music and speeches by Black residents.
Do I matter?
Newly formed chapters of Black Lives Matter, known as BLM, won praise from the state's most powerful elected officials. Governor Chris Sununu told them,
"Hey, we're with you. We are with that message. Let us be a tool and a resource to be that agent of change."
But in the weeks leading up to Tuesday's election, politicians appear to be paying less attention to the concerns of BLM and their supporters. Sununu skipped a gubernatorial debate organized by BLM and the NAACP on issues of racial justice. Democratic candidate Dan Feltes fought to repeal the death penalty and says he supports BLM, but he also says he won't commit to commuting the death sentence of a Black man who killed a Manchester cop. Many saw that stance as a betrayal, especially since it came after Feltes got an endorsement from a major police union. Last month, Jordan Thompson, the 21-year-old director of Black Lives Matter Nashua, condemned Democrats for putting law enforcement over BLM.
"They care more about procedure and more about what is politically expedient than making a real difference in our communities. They're more concerned about answering to police unions than the constituents that elected them."
White politicians and voters tend to have short attention spans when it comes to racial justice. BLM leaders say they're not surprised some politicians seem to have moved on.
"BLM is something that has been called trendy, and we see that. We see that all the time."
That's Erica Perez, one of the organizers of Black Lives Matter Manchester. She says many of their supporters still stand by them, but some have strong opinions about the strategies BLM should use.
"Some people want us to burn down buildings. Some people want us to, like, wear suits. And we're not going to be either. We're just going to do what we do."
What they do, Perez says, is call out racism, even when it's no longer, quote, trendy. But criticizing politicians, including those who claim to be your allies, could come with a risk. BLM organizer Ranelle Chella says people have warned her.
"You're burning bridges. You're burning too many bridges. You need to make sure that you're keeping friends in the right places. But when it comes to us and our cause, I think that we're willing to call out anybody who is doing things that are harmful to the Black community."
This election, BLM leaders are working individually with left-leaning organizations on get-out-the-vote efforts. But as a group, they're not endorsing anyone. Jordan Thompson says they don't want to get too cozy with one party.
"We want to work on all sides of the aisle on legislation that is actually going to be substantive and make a real difference in our communities. But what we're not going to do is stand here for performative gestures of solidarity."
And as they figure out how to sustain their movement during the election and beyond, Black Lives Matter continues to face death threats and hostility. Last month, Republican State Representative James Spillane said on Facebook that people should feel free to burn and loot houses with BLM signs. He said it was a joke. Democrats called for Spillane's resignation. Republicans were largely silent. So last week, BLM activists drove to Spillane's hometown of Deerfield for a rally. Most of the 100 or so attendees were white. At the end of the rally, Erica Perez takes the mic. She says it makes her nervous to be in a rural white town that elects officials like Spillane. But she's not here to shame Republicans.
"It's really, if you take anything away from this, I don't want you to vote red or blue. I really want you to take from this. Some views hurt other people. And when you vote, I really just want you to think about other people. Because the world's a scarier place for me right now."
But even if the results of the election make BLM leaders feel less scared, They say the work of undoing racism in New Hampshire transcends the election cycle and is only beginning. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.